welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show. If you've ever listened, you know this is the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And today we want to get right into three words you probably thought you'd never hear. Special Counsel Durham. Attorney General William Barr on Tuesday did a couple of things that made a lot of news. One, he told the Associated Press that, quote, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. He said that the Justice Department had been looking into the various claims of election fraud and had not found anything that would change the results of the election. Yes, localized examples of irregularities or fraud, but nothing on a scale that would change the election. As the Wall Street Journal editorial page pointed out, we're open to accusations and evidence of major fraud, but we have not seen claims that are credible. For Mr. Trump to win the Electoral College, he would need to flip tens of thousands of votes in multiple states. And what Barr was saying was that the Justice Department simply had not seen fraud or irregularities on that kind of scale. I think the chance, the likelihood of finding such huge election-changing fraud appears to be around zero. But Barr did something else on Tuesday. Could have long-term consequences. He revealed that he has made John Durham, remember he is the U.S. attorney who is currently investigating the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation, he has made Durham a special counsel. Until now, Durham had been working simply on the assignment of the attorney general, but come January 20th, President Joe Biden and his Democratic appointees will control the Justice Department. There will be a new attorney general. So the question is, how eager will they be to continue an investigation that might well reveal misconduct by the Obama-Biden law enforcement and intelligence agencies? That's what Durham was looking into. And as a simple investigation, the Biden Justice Department might be able to just stop it, throw the whole thing down the memory hole. Appointing Durham a special counsel will make that harder to do. It'll make it harder for Biden to get rid of Durham. Now, here's what Barr told the Associated Press. Quote, the best thing to do would be to appoint him under the same regulation that covered Bob Mueller, to provide Durham and his team some assurances that they'll be able to complete their work regardless of the outcome of the election. Now, although Barr's decision was revealed on Tuesday, he actually made the appointment, the special counsel appointment, on October 19th, a couple of weeks before the election. So it was not done with knowledge of how the election would turn out. Now, Barr also said that Durham's investigation has narrowed. Now, remember, it started out as a very broad look into possible misconduct by the FBI and other agencies targeting a presidential campaign, specifically looking into the questions, false accusations that Donald Trump had conspired or coordinated with Russia to fix the 2016 election. We know they're false because there was a big special counsel investigation by Robert Mueller that went more than 2 years, had all the money it needed, all the staff it needed, the full law enforcement powers of the U.S. government, and could not establish that conspiracy or coordination ever took place, much less that any particular person took part in it. So, Durham's investigation has narrowed now. It's not so broad, and it, quote, is focused on the activities of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation within the FBI. That's those are Barr's words. Now, remember, Crossfire Hurricane is the investigation that was officially begun on July 31st, 2016, allegedly to look into alarming reports of contacts between Trump figures, Trump campaign figures, and Russia. It later morphed into the Mueller investigation, which found out which could not establish that there was any conspiracy or coordination. So Barr is apparently focused tightly now on Crossfire Hurricane. Nevertheless, the letter that that appointed Durham special counsel, if you read it, it gives Durham very broad authorities. So I'm going to read from that letter. The special counsel is authorized to investigate whether any federal official, employee, or any other person or entity violated the law in connection with the intelligence, counterintelligence, or law enforcement activities directed at the 2016 campaign, individuals associated with those campaigns, and the individuals associated with the administration of President Donald J. Trump, including, but not limited to, Crossfire Hurricane and the investigation of Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller III. That's kind of interesting because Barr certainly did not say that Durham was investigating the Mueller investigation. But clearly, Barr specifically gave Durham the authority to investigate the Mueller investigation if he chooses. So, no reason not to believe what Barr has said about the Durham investigation, that it is focusing on Crossfire Hurricane, but it has the authority to go much further if it chooses. Now, there's this question. Can Joe Biden fire Durham? Well, of course he can. The president has the authority, and he has to have the authority to fire a special counsel. The president is head of the executive branch. He has to have the authority to fire the special counsel. Remember, there was a lot of talk about that when there were rumors that President Trump would fire Mueller. And the fact is, the president has the authority to do so. If he did not have the authority to do so, the special counsel would be essentially a fourth branch of government, which is the situation that occurred back during the old independent counsel days, when investigators like Kenneth Starr were independent counsels, and it was basically they were unfireable. And if you have somebody who Congress can't fire, who the president can't fire, what are they? They're a fourth branch of government. So you can't have that. So Joe Biden will still have, President Joe Biden will still have the authority to fire Durham. But now that Durham is a special counsel, it will be more politically difficult because I mentioned Mueller. Many Democrats are on the record supporting strong protections for special counsels who face possible political interference. Now, back in the Mueller investigation, when there were all those rumors that Trump would fire Mueller, many Democrats and some Republicans wanted to pass a law that would make it nearly impossible to fire Mueller. Now, after Barr made this announcement on Tuesday, Molly Hemingway of The Federalist went back and found a lot of the statements, passionate expressions of support for Mueller and support for some sort of law that would make Mueller basically unfireable. And I'll read you just one. It's from Dianne Feinstein, who was a senior and is a senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. So she said, and this was on April 11, 2018, quote, "I strongly support a bill to protect the special counsel from being fired. Democrats asked Chairman Grassley to delay debate because we're worried about an amendment that would undermine the investigation. All," and this was in all caps, "all political interference must," all caps again, "be removed from law enforcement decisions." Again, "all political interference must be removed from law enforcement investigations." So, now Durham is a law enforcement investigation. And you have to assume that Democrats would be just as angry if a President Biden threatened to fire Durham than they were, as they were when President Trump was thinking about firing Mueller.
Now,
a couple of more things before we finish up with this. The Barr letter directs Durham to file a final report, quote, in a form that will permit public dissemination. Now, until now, it wasn't even known that Durham would write a report. He was not required to. It wasn't known that he would. Now, not only is he directed to write a final report, he's directed to write a report in a form that can be publicly released. In other words, not filled with secret or classified or grand jury information, something that can be released. Again, that makes it more difficult for the Biden administration. When the public has knowledge that Durham has prepared a report and that it is written in a form that will permit public dissemination, that will make it harder for the Biden administration to suppress if it were so inclined. So, what is the bottom line here? Judging by Twitter, and I saw a lot of it, a number of the president's most partisan supporters are disappointed, and some are even disgusted by Barr's actions. They view it as some sort of deep state maneuver designed to bury what they think is evidence of widespread criminality by the Obama-Biden administration. But the fact is, Durham's investigation will be a part of earlier efforts. Devin Nunes' investigation, the investigations of several inspectors general, that reveals more about the actions targeting a presidential campaign, the FBI's actions targeting a presidential campaign. Now, that is important. People who were expecting former top officials to be led away in handcuffs were expecting too much. Right now, the most important thing is to know what happened. Barr's move will ensure that result. We have found out so much over the past few years because of Devin Nunes, because of the Inspector General, because of the Michael Flynn case. We have found out so much about what the FBI did, and yet there is still more to learn. Durham's effort allows us to do that. Again, if you wanted to see people march down to the station in handcuffs, that is very likely not going to happen. But Durham will allow us to know more of what happened, and that is a very valuable thing. Well, that's enough for today. Just wanted to discuss this news, which is not getting a huge amount of coverage in the press, but is very, very important. So thanks for listening, and join us again for the next edition of the Byron York Show.